shadow of Fu Manchu. Based on the stories by Sax Roma. Creeps out of the jungles of French Indochina, steals across the Tsing River, and swallows the little Chinese village of Lung Chau. The sultry air of the Cambodian night holds a murky flavor as it comes over the water in a hot jungle breath that is somehow menacing. On the near bank of the Tsing Ho, and only a few miles distant from Lung Chau, a long, low house of stone crouches among giant portacoppus, acacia, and mangrove trees. Inside, at a heavy teakwood table in a vast room equipped with many ancient as well as the most up-to-date paraphernalia known to modern science, sits that super scientist, that prince of evil, Dr. Fu Manchu. Enveloped in a green silk robe, embroidered with white peacocks, the insignia of the Si Fan, Fu Manchu looks up from the book he is reading as a door opens to admit Li King Su, his chief assistant.
Well, Li King Su,
the report, Dr. Fu, regarding your daughter, Fallo Sui, has just come in by radio phone.
What is it, Li? Briefly.
The master's honorable daughter, Fallo Sui, has taken a house on the outskirts of Kaga, near Luxor, where the Englishman, Sir Lionel Barton, is engaged in excavation work in the Valley of the King.
Continue.
The master's honorable daughter spends much time in the company of the English, observing their operations with much interest.
Does your informant mention the tomb in which Sir Lionel is working?
In La Fleur's tomb, sometimes known as the Tomb of the Black Ape.
Oh. The Tomb of the Black Ape?
Yes, master.
The Tomb of the Black Ape, by the great image. If he discovers the secret of that tomb. There was more to the report.
Only this, master. Our informant states that on the door of your daughter's house in Kaga is painted a white peacock, and men marked to the sign of Kali have been seen to enter that door.
The white peacock. The sign of the Sifan.
Yes.
The Si Fan has been dormant for a long time, Li King Su, ever since my retirement to our new headquarters here. Who is your informant in Cairo?
Ah, Ben, the Greek lawyer. As the master knows, he is a member of our organization, as was his brother, Samar Khan, one-time manager of the new Louvre Hotel in London.
Can it be possible that my own daughter is... Li King Su, my friend. Prepare to leave for Kaga at once. You will travel by plane. Join Fa Lusui, become her confidant. Use whatever subterfuge necessary to convince her that you have deserted your post here in Lung Chau.
Yes, master.
You will report to me by radio phone as frequently as necessary. I must be kept informed as to her activities, as well as the progress made by Sir Lionel Barton in his work and discoveries. Particularly his discoveries in the tomb of the Black Ape.
Yes, Mister. What is it?
An English lady to see you, Doctor. She has just arrived in Cairo.
Oh, show him in.
Will the lady please enter?
Thank you. Dr. Petrie, I presume?
Oh, yes. Won't you sit down?
Thanks.
I'm glad you've come, Mr. Greville. They sent me your message from the club. Oh, you look a bit done in.
I've been rather overdoing it on the train up here to Cairo, trying to keep awake.
Your news of Sir Lionel Barton's death was a great shock. He was one of my oldest friends. How did it happen?
As you perhaps heard, we're excavating in Lafour's tomb at the head of the Valley of Kings near Luxor.
Oh, yes, I understand.
Well, 2 days ago, Sir Lionel shifted the quarters, barred all approaches to the excavation, and generally behaved in a way which I knew from experience to mean that we were on the verge of an important discovery.
You're a very large party, Mr. Gribble?
No, a small party and under canvas. Oh. There are 2 huts, but no one sleeps in them. But you will see this for yourself.
Of course. But you haven't told me how he died.
Sometime last night, I heard, or thought I heard, Sir Lionel call me from his tent. He called, "Greville, Greville." It didn't sound like his voice. And besides, he always called me Shan.
Could it have been some other member of your party?
No, there were only 3 others. Rima Barton, Sir Lionel's niece, Forrester, our chemist, and Ali Mahmood, the headman. It was none of them. As it proved later, they were all asleep. When I got to Sir Lionel's tent, he was dead. A pencil and pad of paper that he used for notes lay on the floor beside his cot.
One moment. You say he was dead. Was your impression confirmed later?
Yes, it was. Forrester, apart from being a chemist, is also a physician. There's no doubt about it, Dr. Petrie. Sir Lionel Barton is dead.
To what did Forrester ascribe death?
Heart failure. A quite unsuspected weakness.
Heart failure? I'd have sworn he had a heart like an ox. There's something of a mystery here, Greville. If Forrester certified death, who sent me this telegram?
Sir Lionel Barton, suffering catalepsy. Stop. Come at once and bring antidote if any remains. Stop. Oh, I don't know. No one from the camp sent this.
Are you certain of that?
Positive.
Then who?
Great Scott!
What is that?
Something I haven't heard in years, which I hope never to hear again.
What is it, Doctor?
A signal used by a certain group of religious fanatics of Burma. They're known as dacoits.
Dacoits? But dacoity in Burma has been dead for a generation.
I made that statement several years ago. It was untrue then, and it's untrue now. Yet there isn't a soul in the courtyard. Oh, I hope I was mistaken. I must have been mistaken.
James, you heard it?
Yes, Karame, I heard it. I know what you're thinking, my dear, but that's impossible.
Oh, then who? Oh, I beg your pardon. I did not know you had a visitor.
This is Mr. Shan Greville, Karame. Mrs. Petrie Greville.
How do you do?
I have sad news about our old friend Barton.
Sir Lionel Barton? What is it?
Sir Lionel Barton is dead, Mrs. Petrie.
Oh, dead. How did it happen?
Heart failure, Kara.
Sir Lionel must have written this note I found on the pad just a moment before he died. You see how it tails off? This is what brought me to Cairo. To you, Dr. Petrie.
What does it say, James?
Not dead. Get Petrie. Cairo. Amber. Inject.
James. He is alive. Fu Manchu.
Steady, Kara, my dear. It's impossible. He must have died in that plane crash.
No. Dr. Fu Manchu is alive. Oh, surely you understand, James. That cry in the garden. Now this. It is the living death, James. Sir Lionel knew before it claimed him. Amber, inject. Oh, think, James. The fluid that will bring him back from the living death is in your safe.
The amber fluid.
That is what Sir Lionel meant.
You mean, Mrs. Petrie, you think Sir Lionel has been murdered?
Worse than that, Greville.
By Jove. That may account for my being followed from Luxor down on the train.
You were followed, Mr. Greville?
I'm certain of it. I remember a particularly evil yellow face staring at me in the train corridor. The same fellow took the cab behind mine at the station and followed me to the club.
You see, James, you must go at once.
Well, that brings me up to date, Greville. Now, if there's been murder, is there anyone you remotely suspect?
I know that Sir Lionel's rivals, call them enemies if you like, have been watching him closely. Professor Zeitlin, the German Orientalist.
Zeitlin died in London a fortnight ago.
What? I hadn't heard.
Zeitlin can be ruled out. But there must be associations. Some of you surely have friends who visit the camp.
There is one, Madame Ingemar, a friend of Sir Lionel's.
Message for Dr. Petrie.
Hunter! Great Scott, man, what's the idea?
The idea, Petrie, is that I made a dash from Heliopolis to cut you off here at Wasta, you and Mr. Greville. Move, gentlemen. You've got to be clear of the train in 2 minutes.
What? Captain James Hunter of Imperial Airways, Mr. Greville.
How do you do, Captain? How do you do?
But I still don't understand, Hunter.
Superintendent Weymouth's doing. He's standing by where I left the car. Come on, hurry.
But where are we going?
Your camp, Luxor. I can get you there in no time at all. Save you the Nile crossing and land you within 500 yards of your camp.
I'll get the bags, Petrie. You go with Hunter.
Right. Come along. Weymouth, you say, Hunter? I've been trying to get in touch with him all day.
He reached me by phone in Heliopolis. I was bound for Aswan tomorrow to pick up a party. Prevailed on me to leave tonight. I'm dropping you off at Luxor, my way to Aswan.
Close connection, Hunter. Ah, there's Greville with the bag.
Yes, and there's Weymouth.
Hello, Petrie. I see Hunter caught you.
Weymouth, what the devil's this all about?
I wish I knew, but I found a telegram from Luxor waiting when I got back to police headquarters.
I have the bags, Dr. Petrie.
Oh, my black medicine case?
Right here.
Superintendent Weymouth, Mr. Greville, Barton Secretary.
How do you do?
Telegram, you say, Weymouth. Who sent it?
Blessed if I know. A call from someone in Luxor to get to Barton's camp at once. I called your house. Mrs. Petrie said you'd already left with Greville here. I caught Hunter at Heliopolis, and, well, here we are.
Yeah, moonlight is bad for landing, unless one knows the terrain as I do. Good spot close to your camp, Greville. Now, here's the car. Hop in. I'll have you out of the plane in half a moment.
Hurry, men, hurry. It's a race to save a man from living death.
There's the camp, just beyond that gully. Right, Greville?
That's it.
Sit tight, we're landing.
The sound of our arrival must have aroused the camp. There's someone coming to meet us.
Our forester, our chemist.
Greville! Thank God you've come.
Oh, what is it, Forrester? What's happened now?
The big hut. We had Sir Lionel's body. I went up at dusk tonight to look at him and...
Well, go on, man.
He's gone. The body's gone.
What?
Not a trace, not a clue. He simply vanished.
Shadow of Fu Manchu.